Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, our ever present, filling all things, treasury of blessings, and giver of life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us of all stain, save our souls, O gracious one. Glory to God in the highest, and to people on earth, peace and goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and to people on earth, peace and goodwill. O Lord, you will open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Always, now, and ever, and forever. May the Lord direct your steps. May the Lord remember his kingdom always, now, and ever, and forever. Amen.
Most Reverend Archbishop, give the blessing.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord
for mercy.
In peace and with time, the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. In the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Holy Father, Francis, Pope of Rome, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Most Reverend Metropolitan William, for our God-loving Bishop Kurt, for the bishops and archbishops gathered here this morning, for the venerable presbyter, the diaconate in Christ, and all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our government and for all the service of our country, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city, community, and for the faithful living in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Suffering the captive and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And we be delivered from all affliction, wrath, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And God, save us, have mercy on us, preserve us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Our God, mighty beyond description, glorious above all understanding, merciful without limits, loving us all beyond expression, look with compassion on us and on this holy church, O Master, and show us and those who pray with us the riches of your tender mercy. For to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is due all glory, honor, and worship. Now and ever and forever.
Amen.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to the prayer of the Theotokos. O Savior, save us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Incarnate of the whole.
sinners in your saints.
Save us to sing to you. Alleluia.
The Lord is adored and Ethiopia sings for joy.
God, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever.
And forever.
Slandered, and we try conciliation. We have become the world's rebels.
Gospel, Holy Apostle, and Evangelist John.
May God, through the prayers of the Holy, Glorious, and Illustrious Apostle, Evangelist John, grant that you proclaim the word with great power for the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wisdom, let us stand and listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be to all.
And to your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus wanted to set out for Galilee. First he came upon Philip. Follow me, Jesus said to him. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the same town as Andrew and Peter. Philip saw Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses spoke of in the law, the prophets too, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. Now Nathanael's response to that was, can anything good come from Nazareth? And Philip replied, come and see for yourself. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he remarked, this man is a true Israelite. There is no guile in him. How do you know me? Nathanael asked him. Before Philip called you, Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree. Rabbi, said Nathanael, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus responded, you believe just because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see much greater things than that. He went on to tell them, I solemnly assure you, you shall see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Glory to you,
and Slava Iisusu Christu. And one of the great joys of coming to the November meeting is every year we have the liturgy for the Eastern Catholic churches that are members of the conference. And every year we come together and it's always a kind of an ordeal to get everything set up. And we thank our choir coming from Annandale with Father Basarab that left earlier in the morning or even camped out here overnight just so that they could be here. But it's kind of a process of being able to celebrate a divine liturgy in a hotel without setting the smoke alarms off again here for the conference. So we just kind of foregone the incense that we normally have. So it's good to be with you. This year we have we're the Ruthenian Byzantine Catholic Church. I'm the Archbishop, and we have with us Bishop John Pazak from Phoenix and Kurt Burnett from Passaic, and our new administrator Milan Locke celebrating with us along with the other Eastern Catholic bishops. And the Ruthenian Byzantine Catholic Church and the Ukrainian Catholic Church are the original Eastern Catholic churches in the United States. And since the 1850s, we've been here with people in the United States, and then finally priests and bishops, and have been involved with the conference for many, many, many years. And of course, because we were the first, we got the biggest reception from both the Roman Catholic and the Orthodox. And if you want to read the internet, it reads like one of those kind of documentary movies where kind of all the struggles and triumphs of the Eastern churches in the United States. And today is kind of a special day. It's a little different than the Roman calendar and the other calendars of the other churches, that we remember the Apostle Philip today. And it's kind of the call of Philip, in which Philip just answers the call, and Jesus asks him to come and see. And it's the same with Peter and Andrew. They just kind of, when they were asked to come, they came to see and became followers of Jesus Christ. The exception today, though, is we have Nathanael, who gives Philip a snappy answer and said, well, what good can come from Nazareth? And it kind of rang a bell with me when Cardinal DiNardo was kind of going over the
the surveys that the massive amount of information, and we ran our own survey because we're a particular church, and I have to go to the synod, and we have our representative going off in March. And after wading through thousands of different snappy responses to the questions of the Holy Father, you know, from all the young people, it kind of instilled in me the idea that they're not like our generation, which Catholics were always much more compliant, you know, if you were born before the 1960s, but the newer generation is more like Nathaniel. And if you think Nathaniel had a snappy answer, you should have seen those surveys. And there's a reason the Holy See doesn't want you to reveal what was in them, because they're kind of startling in many ways, you know, what the people believe. And as we read through that, though, there's within kind of the problems that we have within the church and in our Ruthenian church and the Roman church and all your churches, there are, and that's why they're having the synod, is there's just parishes that, despite what is happening in their area economically or socially, that they somehow have young people, and they're just bursting at the seams with young people coming and to see and coming to follow. And that's the goal of the synod, is to take all those things that you've went through all the trouble of gathering in your diocese or churches, that as we pull that information together, that we'll be able to hold up the best place practices of the places that there are people coming and there are people following and people that can enliven our church. So we're just praying that the synod will be a help to our young people and the next generation, and to kind of change the pattern of them leaving, and to bring them back to the realization that there is a God, and that they will encounter him through the people, the priests, the religious, and the adult members, and most importantly, through the members of the youth that are followers of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Sisters in Christ,
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Well, again, we pray for our government and for all the service of our country.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Well, again, we pray for the people here present who wait to great and abundant mercy, for those who show us mercy, and for all Christians of the true faith.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord our God, accept this fervent supplication from your servants, and have mercy on us according to your abundant mercies. Be compassionate to us and to all your people who expect rich mercies from you. For you are a merciful and loving God, and we give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
Christians of the true faith, always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen.
In the Lord God, remember his kingdom, our holy Father Francis, the Pope of Rome, for our God, holy bishops, and their priests in the active
monastic order, for those who study for the priestly and monastic states, for our civil authorities, for all in the service of our country, for the ever-memorable founders and benefactors of this holy city of Baltimore, and for all Christians of the true faith, always, now, and ever, and forever. Remember me, my brothers and concelebrants.
May the Lord God remember your priesthood in his kingdom.
Pray for me, my concelebrants.
May the Holy Spirit come upon you, and the power of the Most High overshadow you.
May the Spirit himself concelebrate with us all the days of our lives.
Remember me, most reverend bishop.
Lord, remember in his kingdom always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen.
Gifts placed before us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God Almighty, who alone are holy and receive the sacrifice of praise from those who call upon you with their whole heart, accept also the prayer of us sinners and bring us to your holy altar and enable us to offer you gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our sins and the people's failings. Make us worthy to find favor in your sight. That our sacrifice may be pleasing to you, and that the good spirit of your grace may rest on us and on these gifts here present and on all your people. Grant this through the mercies of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together through all holy, good, and life-creating spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
Peace be to all.
Holy Spirit.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them all to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord. It is proper and just to sing to you, to bless you, to praise you, to worship you in every place of your dominion. For you are God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever-existing, yet ever the same. You and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit, you brought us out of non-existence into being and again raised us up when we had fallen and left nothing undone until you brought us to heaven and gave us your kingdom to come. For all this, we thank you and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit for all that we know and that we do not know, for the manifest and hidden benefits bestowed on us. We also thank you for this liturgy, which you are pleased to accept from our hands, even though there stand before you thousands of archangels, tens of thousands of angels, cherubim, seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft on their wings, singing, shouting, crying aloud, and saying, the triumphal hymn.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory.
Hosanna
in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name
also cry out with these blessed powers, O loving and kind Master, and say, holy are you, and all holy you, and your only begotten Son, and your Holy Spirit. Holy are you, and all holy, and magnificent is your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. He came and fulfilled the whole divine plan in our behalf on the night he was betrayed, or rather, when he surrendered himself for the life of the world, he took bread into his holy, all pure and immaculate hands, gave thanks and blessed, sanctified, broke, and gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. Likewise, he took the chalice after supper, saying, drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remembering, therefore, this saving command and all that has come to pass in our behalf, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second coming in glory, offering you your own from your own always and everywhere.
Praise you, we bless you.
Offer to you the spiritual and bloodied sacrifice, we implore, pray, and entreat you to send down your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts lying before us, and make this bread the precious body of your Christ, and that which is in the chalice the precious blood of your Christ, changing them by your Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen, amen.
That for those who partake of them, they may bring about a spirit of vigilance, the remission of sins, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the heavenly kingdom, confidence in you, and not for judgment or condemnation. Moreover, we offer to you the spiritual sacrifice for those departed in the faith, the forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and for every just spirit brought to perfection in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary.
Blessed, immaculate, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, who a virgin gave birth to God the Word. You truly the Theotokos, we magnify.
Metropolitan William, our loving Bishop John, and our loving Bishop Kurt, and all bishops to present, preserve them for our holy churches in peace, safety, honor, and health. For many years have they faithfully imparted in the word of your throne.
And remember all your people.
Remember, O Lord,
this city of Baltimore, in which we dwell, in every city and community, and the faithful living in them. Remember, O Lord, those who travel by sea or in land, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and grant them salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings and perform good deeds in your holy churches, those who remember the poor, and upon all of us send down your mercies, and grant that with one voice and one heart we may glorify and praise your most honored and magnificent name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen. May the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Now that we have commemorated all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and consecrated, that our God who loves us all may receive them on his holy, heavenly, and mystical altar as an aroma of spiritual fragrance, and send out upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for unity in the faith and for communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
To you, O Master, who loves us all, we commit our whole life and hope, and we implore, pray, and entreat you to make us worthy to partake with a clear conscience of your heavenly and awesome mysteries from this sacred and spiritual table. May they bring about the remission of sins, the pardon of transgressions, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, confidence in you, and not for judgment or condemnation. And make us worthy, O Master, that we may with confidence, without condemnation, dare call you Father, the God of heaven, and say,
Our Father, Lord, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
Peace be to all.
And to your spirit.
Bow your heads to the Lord.
Down from heaven, Master, upon those who bow their hands to you, for they do not bow to flesh and blood, but to you, the awesome God. Therefore, Master, make move for the good of all the bow, that like he, according to the need of each, serving those who serve, traveling those who travel, cure those who are sick, or physician of souls and bodies. To the grace, the mercy, and the power, kindness of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed together with your all holy, good, and life creating Spirit, now and ever and forever.
To holy people.
The Archbishop has asked that you receive Holy Communion by coming just one time instead of the customary way because there's, as you could see, not enough room here for all of you to gather. So this way we'll have the discus and the chalice here. And so if this way, if you approach from the steps and come up this way and then communicate yourself both one and then the other and then go down the steps over there we'll serve on the point here to make sure that you can get up the steps with your rizya and your vestments on and not have any accidents. Thank you.
Can you explain how the light beam?
certainly. Thanks, Bishop Kurt. And so for the laity, the Archbishop will come down and receive distribute Holy Communion, and he does that by means of a spoon and serves under both species. So please tilt your head back slightly, open your mouth wide, keep your tongue flat, but not extended, okay? So tilt your head back slightly, open your mouth wide, keep your tongue flat and not extended. You do not have to respond amen when he says the formula of reception. Just receive that way. Thank you.
Approach with fear of God and with faith.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord is God and has revealed himself.
Yeah. us your inheritance.
Ordained you, most reverend bishop, we have seen the true light, we have received the heavenly spirit, we have called the true faith, and we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved.
Souls, who loves us all, that this day you have made us worthy of your heavenly and immortal mysteries, through the prayers, the intercessions of the glorious Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary and of all your saints, make straight our path, confirm us all in fear of you, guard our life and safeguard our steps, for you are our sanctification. We give glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Let us pray to the
Lord. Have mercy.
Lord, blessing those who bless you and sanctify those who guide you, save your people and bless your inheritance. Preserve the fullness of your church, sanctify those who love the beauty of your house, glorify them in return by your divine power. And do not forsake us all who hope in you. Grant peace to your world, to your churches, to the priests, to our government, and to all your people, for all generous giving and every perfect gift is from above coming down from you, the Father of life. And we give glory, thanksgiving, and worship to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Be upon you through his grace and loving kindness, always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen.
And just to announcement, if you haven't had breakfast yet, the Gregorian Institute still has breakfast until 9. So you can get your coffee and donuts. And because it's an Eastern litter, you should have pierogies, but I don't think they have any. But it's their 100th anniversary of the Gregorian and also for the Russicum, so they're of course, would love to have you come and visit there. And also, if you have any raffle tickets, you can get your 50-50 things in before the end of liturgy. Once a pastor, always a pastor.
Glory be to Christ, our God, our hope. Glory be to you.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now.
Christ, our true God, have mercy on us and save us through the prayers of his most pure mother, of our holy, glorious, and illustrious apostles, of our holy father, John Chrysostom, the Archbishop of Constantinople,
and of the Apostle Philip, whom we remember today as we begin the Philip's Fast, through the prayers of all the saints, for Christ is good and loves us all. The servants of God, of the bishops' conference, the archbishops, bishops, and our cantors and priests and religious here today, peace, health, happiness, and many happy and blessed years.
God grant them many years.